from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Flexing a Monday, as she often does when she takes a weekend. She will be back tomorrow morning with us at Granite Links for the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. But Shime filling in on the news and back to it right now. Shime, what's next?
Thank you, Greg. Well, 53 people and a child were arrested in connection with an illegal car show gathering in Worcester on Friday night, law enforcement says.
What do you mean by an illegal car show? Like, what is that? People are just driving their cars up and down the road?
So there are gatherings. You can do it in like a parking lot, for example, or like, you know, you go to the old Big Lots parking lot where it's just a ton of space, and they have these impromptu car shows.
Oh. I should bring the Red Turtle to one of those.
You should.
See if I can get it to start.
Is that code?
Yeah.
These events have become increasingly problematic with officers responding to several incidents of gunshots, property damage, erratic driving, and large disorderly groups. About 30 vehicles were found behind the Teamsters Local 170 building, and officers arrested 53 people and one juvenile for trespassing. We can hear reaction from resident Bob Noonan on Boston 25.
I personally think there's something wrong with society. It's been a breakdown of family. These young adults don't respect society as we know it, and they just go out and do what they want, including breaking laws.
I mean, has the man ever seen American Graffiti?
Right.
Great film. They were doing it in the 50s or the 60s, whatever that was. Yep. They're doing it today.
I mean, car shows have been here for a long time.
Right. People get their hot rods and they race up and down the streets.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
I mean, my guess is that everyone would be fine with a car show if you took out the gunshots. Like, yeah, I don't think it's the car show. Really the issue here.
You're right about that.
You can always do away with the gunshots. Right.
And in Nantucket.
But is that to, like, start your engines, though? Like,
well,
your own market set gunshot go?
That's true. That would be an issue. But on Nantucket last weekend, they had a domestic car show. There was two cars. Your Ford Bronco and Brees's.
God, that Bronco. I might have to. Did you happen to see that on my Instagram?
Yep.
And I want to thank my guy, Tim.
And Courtney, you were right.
God, a Nantucket cheap what?
I thought you definitely paid for that.
No, well, I mean, I may have.
I know. That's why I said, Courtney, you're right. I was trying to sneak it in.
But that might have to be my new vehicle, that Bronco Raptor. Mm-hmm. Did you see that thing, Wiggy?
Yeah.
That was sick.
Nice. The whole rooftop comes off and everything like that. Yeah.
But, all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, we found out on, I believe it was Friday, that there's going to be a Netflix documentary on the Karen Reed trial.
Yes.
Well, bleach-filled balloons have been thrown and damaged lawns of different Karen Reed supporters.
Really?
Yes. Police in Canton are saying that they're investigating after lawns were damaged by bleach-filled balloons. Three people, all supporters of Karen Reed, have had their property damaged. Two of the victims have filed police reports. We can hear from one of those victims, Rita Lombardi, on NBC 10.
These people are stuck in middle school. These people are getting more and more unhinged. And if somebody doesn't step in, somebody is going to get hurt.
Mm. Oh, that's wild.
What's going on with that?
I thought you were going to ask who tied the balloon K. Oh.
I learned what balloon K was, but no, what's going on with that? Are they retrying her? What's the deal?
Well, they have the option, and the DA has said that he will retry at some point, so we'll see.
Do you think
happens.
We should get Lally in for some fill-in work this summer?
We probably should.
The guy's electric.
Right. He could say, what, if anything, do you think should be the next move by the New England Patriots?
I love it. Maybe he could do the front office report questioning.
Maybe. Yeah, we could have him question Craig Breslow.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What else, Sean?
Greg, it's time to hear about some influencers in the news.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
Theoretically, this could probably also be Florida, not like the rest of us, but a Florida driver tried to take a selfie with a depressed black bear.
Oh, so wait a minute. We have a real mental health issue in our country right now.
Yes.
So even our bears are depressed?
That is correct.
I see. What was the bit? Can't find work or has to go back in the office, can't work remotely?
I think he couldn't find the picnic basket.
Okay.
The black bear was spotted hunched over near a telephone pole on the north side of Highway 98 near County Road in Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay.
The bear was clearly not in the mood for pictures and showed signs of severe stress, the officers say.
But yet people were trying to take a selfie with a freaking bear?
That is correct.
What is
share up the bear.
What is wrong with people?
James loves we're going on a bear hunt. That's a great one.
By the way, it was so cool that you shared on your story. Those who listen to this show, who are in law enforcement, and who are sending James all kind of cool law enforcement, like junior police badges.
He wears it all the time. Junior detective, the wonderful people, the retired officer from the Brookline Police Department. And I ran into a gentleman yesterday, a lobsterman, and he does design lobster buoys and traps for people.
Yeah.
And he's making one for James. It's like the people are just so nice.
Oh, send James out to Canton and get some good evidence.
I will. He's impartial.
So people are trying to take selfies with the bear. I'm assuming they had to warn the fellow Florida residents not to do that.
That is correct. We can hear from the police rep on WATE.
Just try to be a little bit more mindful with your trash and food, and obviously, please don't feed the bear.
Yeah,
but just let Darwin do its work. I mean, let these people get attacked. Like, what are we doing? Are you taking a picture with a bear? Imagine bringing your child next to a bear for a photo.
Well, they
Is
tried
that a child endangerment?
They tried that with Harambe.
Right. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Harambe. Okay.
They thought it was Caesar.
How do you know if a bear is depressed? Just lies around all winter in the dark. Oh, wait. Sorry. Does that anyway.
Greg.
Hey, good one. Hibernating humor.
Greg, do you know what they actually call a toothless bear?
What?
A gummy bear.
Okay, sorry. Stick to the news. Stick to wagering. Actually.
It doesn't go well.
Stick to the French toast.
You got it.
All right, what's next?
Well, let's stay in Florida and let's stick with the animal theme here because a Florida woman has survived an alligator attack.
Really?
Yes, Florida woman lucky to be alive after a recent attack in her backyard.
Damn.
Normally, after mating season, she said things calm down and the gators stay away. However, this year, a male alligator started hanging around the area. She somehow managed to fight it off and pulled herself up onto the dock with a severe leg injury.
Mm.
Her leg was broken and she suffered a very deep wound. We can hear from the victim, Rachel Thompson, on Wood TV.
As soon as I saw his head appear in the dark water from nowhere, it was next to my leg. I was truly this guy's prey.
What was she doing? Was she walking on the edge of the little bank there where
the water in her backyard?
Yeah, because she says like she's noticed this gator there before. Like, it's like Curtis said, stay away and let the gators and the bears do their things and they'll move on.
They're not going to go in your house. Don't go into theirs.
Amazing that she survived. What were her injuries?
She just had a severe leg injury. Her leg was broken and suffered a very deep wound.
Jesus.
God. All right. What else?
Well, Greg, we have a new number one best fast food chain in America.
This is shocking to me, and only because I guess it must be. We don't have any here, I don't think.
Oh, I was going to guess.
Okay.
So it's been Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah,
correct.
Chick-fil-A
was number one.
Chick-fil-A's been the GOAT for how long? Like 5 years or something?
I believe it was about 5 years, yep.
So the only one that I can think of that has skyrocketed, I haven't been, Raising Cane's.
Not in the top 10. Mm.
But once he said
it's... Is that not fast food? Because if it is...
No, it is. No, it definitely is, but it is not in the top 10.
But once he said it's not here, then I have to think like...
Number 10 is a shocker. That
is it In-N-Out Burger?
In-N-Out is number 4.
Good guess. Good guess.
Love Wiggs. In-N-Out Burger.
What about those southern ones that you guys talk about?
Zaxby's?
Zaxby's number 9.
Mm.
What about Beef O'Brady's? Beef O'Grady Bowl.
Not Cookout. On the list. What about, neither on the list.
What about Shaq's new chicken place? Chicken Shaq's.
Oh, isn't it like Big Chicken?
Yeah, whatever. What was the name of that place? That one just opened up in
Peabody. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Not, on the list. Sorry. Okay.
Church's Chicken.
Church is not on the list.
Wow. Bojangles.
Bojangles is not on the list.
Wow. All right, can we get
Popeyes
the top five?
Is Popeyes on the list?
Popeyes is on the list, number 8.
Okay, what's the top five?
Okay, number 5 is Hardee's.
All right.
Number 4, as Wiggy said, In-N-Out. Number 3 is Chick-fil-A. Number 2 is KFC.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Good job by KFC getting back in the top 5.
They do chicken right.
And number 1, Del Taco.
Never been.
Del Taco. Me neither.
See, it's shocking to me because we don't have them here.
Yeah. I've never even heard
of
it.
But I guess they're huge in Florida.
All right.
Big West Coast presence as well. Like, I saw like 3 of them when I was out in Denver.
When was the last time you or anybody you know went to KFC?
Ugh, I hate KFC. I'd much rather
LB used to love the Double Down, which was that sandwich that they made that had the chicken as the bread.
Do they still have that one that was by our old office? Western, not Western.
Hold on. Jackson, can you go get our special guest, please?
They go one in Chelsea.
We have a mystery guest for Wiggy. Hey, somebody's coming to get you right now.
I mean, I feel like Chick-fil-A has never been hotter. Okay.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
I like Popeyes better than KFC anyways. So I
don't get KFC at all. Yeah. I don't know anybody that... If you had a Chick-fil-A and a KFC side by side, who's going to KFC?
I also have a question. Number 6 is something I've literally never heard of. Like, I've at least heard of Del Taco. I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
What is Captain D's?
Oh, you never... That's a fish place.
Oh, it's like Long John Silver's?
It's basically like Long John Silver's, yep.
Oh, interesting.
And also what they used to call Courtney and her roommates in college.
Happy Steve. I saw that coming from a mile away.
Captain D's actually got some pretty good hush puppies.
Oh, God. Well, I wish I could say that was planned. That was perfect. Well done, Greg.
Well, good to be back.
All right.
And number 10 is shocking to me. It's Arby's.
Yes.
People still go to Arby's. Yeah.
I've never been
to
Arby's.
They love Arby's.
What about Sonic? I thought that was a hot spot.
Yeah, Sonic's not on there. All right. And are we going to get to the dumbest of the day?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened this weekend, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So not a fast food, but a national chain, Longhorn Steakhouse. Not bad. You can go down there in Fort Myers from time to time. Of course, this happens in Florida. There is a woman that goes to Longhorn Steakhouse, enjoys a nice, I don't know what she ate, but I'm sure it was a lovely, you know, maybe a sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
She left without paying.
Oh, the old dine and dash.
Yep. I think that's a great idea if you're looking to get back at the man and you don't want to pay for a nice meal. The only mistake she made, and it's a small one, she left her purse at the table.
What a dumbass.
Yes. After she ate and didn't pay or didn't tip the lovely waiter or waitress that was serving her, she then went back hat in hand to get her purse, and the manager of the restaurant said, you can get your purse when you pay for the meal you walked out on.
Wow.
Here's her demanding her purse back while someone attempts to calm the lady down.
Give me my purse. They're gonna give it to you. Chill out. No. Give me my purse. Chill out. Breathe.
Oh, man.
That is, that is calmer at its best.
Holy cow. I mean, why would you bring your purse if you're not intending on paying?
Right. Is it difficult to pull off the dine and dash in this day and age?
I don't think it is in this day and age.
I would think people are paying attention because money is tight.
But think about how many times you're eating out somewhere and the waiter or waitress goes off and just does her own thing. And you could easily just get up and walk out.
But you can never go in the place again.
No, you can't. Right. You definitely can't.
And that would suck if you only got one Longhorn in the neighborhood and then where are you to get your steak?
Yeah. I mean, just pay the damn thing.
All right. Well, great job, Curtis. Great job, Shime.
Thank you, Shime.
Excellent job.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Courtney back tomorrow. Speaking of Shime, here he is with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Sox could not get it done this weekend. They fell to the Dodgers last night, 9-6. They get swept in their first series post All-Star break. They now find themselves a game back of the Royals for the third wild card spot in the AL. We can hear Shohei Ohtani's absolute banger of a home run as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
This is a 2-1 pitch to Shohei. Swing, and there's a drive to right center field. Way back. Rafaela can only look up as well. And Shohei Ohtani, number 30 on the year. The solo shot, the fifth of the game for the Los Angeles Dodgers as they go back-to-back here in the fifth inning. And Cutter Crawford right now missing some location, missing it up.
I got to tell you, my guy Lou doing an extraordinary job when it comes to the games. He is made for that spot.
Yeah, he knows his baseball.
I would tell you.
Really does. He's great.
He's doing a great job. And, of course, in the absence of Joe, who is being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend. So we got to pay respect to Joe at some point this morning. Maybe a little Joe Castiglione, name that tune, in his honor. That's at some point classic. This morning.
All right, what else, Sean?
Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of the Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Sox back in action. They're in Colorado taking on the Rockies. 8:40 first pitch with Tanner Houck on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. As Greg mentioned, our guy Joe Castiglione was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend in Cooperstown. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, and Jim Leland also part of that Hall of Fame class. And Xander Schauffele is your champion golfer of the year as he claimed the Claret Jug yesterday, winning the Open and his second major of the year. Trending now is brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That is what is trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Shime. 71, sunny right now. Going to be partly cloudy afternoon, high of 84.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. But we ain't even thinking that far. You know what I mean?
So we live. Well, tomorrow, Greg Hill Show live at Granite Links in Quincy for the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. See you there tomorrow morning. And then I will get to, I mentioned this earlier, but the incredible people at Sam Adams want to throw all of us a fifth birthday party for this show. And we'll do that on August 9th over at the Tap Room in Faneuil Hall where Wiggy was this weekend. And so I will give you details on that this week as well and how you can be there with us. But Jackson, go ahead and bring our mystery guest in for Wiggy. So mystery guest, New England Patriots legend, reached out to me yesterday, said, hey, I know there was some kerfuffles here and there about Wiggy's invitations to Brady Knight. I have a specific, very special invitation for Wiggy. Wiggy?
What up, Mike?
Who do you see walking in right now? Wait, oh, look at, we got the full, we got daps, we got hugs.
What's up,
Wiggy?
Yes.
Who is our mystery guest this morning?
Tully.
TBC, Tully Banta Kane, our mystery guest this morning for Jermaine Wiggins. You got to get right up, hi buddy, get right up close and personal with that microphone if you could. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Now, Wiggy was, there was an issue because Wiggy was not really, there was some question back and forth about what he was invited to. Tom Brady night, didn't get to go. Like, there was the A-list. I don't know which list were you on for Tom Brady night? Like, the A-list?
I think I was like C+.
You were
C+?
B-. Okay. All right. Yeah. So Wiggy felt the same way, Tully. And so I know you reached out and said, hey, I got something really cool that I want to invite Wiggy to, and I'm glad that you came in this morning. What have you been doing, by the way?
Oh, man.
Like, I'm, you know, retirement. I know you were coaching for a while, and you got this thing that we're going to talk about, but what else?
I'm also part of the NFL Players Choir.
That's really cool, by the way.
We've been going state to state now since America's Got Talent. So that's been a hell of a ride.
Did you always sing?
I've always sang. I think that's why the end of my career with the Patriots was a thing because Bill hated it that I was. He hated that I was trying to rap and do all this stuff.
That was old Bill. Old Bill didn't like rap. Right.
New Bill is
into rap. He loves
LFO.
He's into Taylor Swift. We found out how he got into Taylor Swift.
That's true.
We were wondering.
My man Big Mac does that too. Brian McKinney does the choir too.
Yeah, he's involved in it too. Yeah.
So big guys can sing.
Yeah, what, yeah.
What's your favorite, when it comes to the choir, your favorite song to sing?
Ooh, well, the ones that don't require dancing, when we could just stand there and sing. Yeah. Lean On Me is like, I think that's the one that put us on
the Bill Withers
map.
Song?
The Bill Withers, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have that one. You could, on a dime, we'll knock it out.
Who else is in the choir?
Oh, so many guys. We got, I can't even think of anyone right now. No, we got a guy named Cam Newton, who's the other Cam Newton.
Oh, the other
Cameron Lamar, the original Cam Newton.
The original Cam.
We got Brian Scott. We got Brian McKinney, like he mentioned.
Yeah.
We got Michael Gaines. We got Tommy Harris. I don't know if you remember him, Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the days. We got Isaiah McKenzie, who was with us. He's actually still in the league right now. He's playing with. He just got with. Who was he with? Indianapolis this year. Who else we got? We got Jermaine Wiggins, as I heard, joining the
No, I can't sing to save my life.
So and also your musical knowledge is lacking.
Yes,
like your taste in music sucks.
Stop it.
I'm just curious of one thing though, before we get to that, Tully. What would Bill say to you when you would start singing? What was his reaction? Was it just disgust, or was it like?
Well, he gave me an ultimatum.
Really?
Because I got caught. This is back in the early Barstool days. I was in actually in New Hampshire at a frat party. I got invited to rap, and I was backstage, just like, you know, with a bunch of, you know, like college kids, and I was maybe around 20, 28, 29 at the time.
Did you buy for them?
No, they were of age. They're of age.
Okay. Good.
They're all over 21.
And, was Bill there?
No. But somebody had a cell phone out and recorded me freestyle rapping in the back and saying some things about Mark Sanchez and using some, you know, inflammatory words.
They don't like the diss tracks.
And it got back to Bill.
Yeah.
And I got to call the office. He said, Tully, you're going to be a rapper or a linebacker. Make a choice today.
God damn it, Tully.
I love it.
You're either going to be a linebacker
or a rapper.
You can't be an MFing rapper. What is this?
That
you're rapping
awesome.
About Mark Sanchez.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
Yeah. It was bad.
Do you think he coaches again?
Well, he can come coach in the Beach Football League.
Yes. All right. So we got to talk about this Beach Football League and an invitation for Wiggy. So how did this NFL Beach Football League start?
So really from living on the beach. You know, I'm a California kid. It's crazy. I've been in New England for 20 years now. Never thought this is the last place I thought I'd be. But California, living in Manhattan Beach after I retired, jogging the beach every day, going to volleyball events. And I said, wow, this is really cool. I like this life, but I don't see football being played. And right then it hit me. I was like, you know what? Maybe I can Google if there's any other beach football leagues, tackle football leagues. And there weren't any. So I was like, let me call up this guy. Let me call up this guy. Would you play? Would you play? Would you play? And here we are 3 years later launching a league in Hampton Beach.
That's awesome.
Once a month.
So what's the date at Hampton Beach?
August 31st.
Okay.
Right in front of Bernie's Beach Bar.
The best. We were just there for a road show.
Oh, yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite
beach
in the United States is Hampton.
That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good place to have a beach tackle football. Would get real interesting. I know that.
Well, hey, we may need a red zone appearance by you, bro.
No.
So that, what do you mean, no?
That's I'll go and support.
No.
Oh, to play?
Yeah, so who do you have playing?
Well, so it's a tryout for the open public, but we do have some surprise players.
Yeah.
Former NFL guys that are willing to go out there and play.
Okay.
In the exhibition. So there's a tryout combine in the morning.
Yeah.
Then we're going to select.
We need to do the tryout combine.
Yes.
Chime should do the tryout now.
I'll do it. Yeah. Kidding me? Absolutely.
30 yard dash on the sand.
I'm done. I'm in.
You got that.
Beach football is, I mean, it's obviously big. Now, anytime you go to the beach, you see people, Brady and them were just playing Michael Rubin's white potty on the beach. So it's actually a really good idea when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking it back to just having fun. I mean, football is fun, right? It's a game. Yeah. And when you could just go out on the beach, people are playing football on the beach anyways, just throwing the ball around. So to actually make it into a sport and have some competitive factors to it, there's no other sport like it right now.
You know? So you do the tryout in the morning, and then what happens?
Then there's an evaluation phase where we look at who tried out. We'll have like some celebrity and former NFL guys evaluating and scouting. And then we pick a team. We pick teams.
Okay.
And those teams will play in an exhibition that day.
Okay. With some of the NFL guys.
The NFL guys will be blending in there.
Okay, blending in. So we would like, I'm assuming that Tully would like you to blend in.
All right. I mean, gotta stay inside the 10-yard line.
No disrespect. You may not blend as easily as you used to blend.
No,
I mean, it's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
But I think you need a tight end.
And, I love it.
Who better than the great Jermaine Wiggins? Right. I mean,
just don't think about Robert Edwards and you'll be fine.
Yes, exactly. My teammate down in Georgia. Maybe we get Foyer to come out there, too. Ooh. Then we can go two tights.
I love it.
Well, who's throwing the ball? Who can we get out there? Because I'm trying to put the band back together.
Oh, okay. I mean, Curtis has
Brady
a
ain't
good...
doing nothing.
Zolak? Well, can we get Zo out there?
Probably get Zolak out there.
Hoyer?
Yeah, we could probably get some.
Brian Hoyer is probably available.
Zo's free 10 to 2. We could do it then.
Oh, what about Mac Jones?
Oh,
yes.
I think he's available.
Duval. What do you think when you look at Drake May, like what you've been able to see?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, he has all the measurables, right? He looks the part. I'll give him that. In the games I've seen, I mean, he can make plays. The NFL is different, though, so I don't know. I think he has a lot of upside, so I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm concerned about the hitch, Shime.
Stop it with the hitch.
Shime
Greg.
Loves him. Shime already has him anointed as a top 10 NFL quarterback all time. So
no, not all time.
Shime is very
ahead of Montana.
Maybe by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Starts year one. Are you going with the Brissett train?
No, I would prefer that he didn't start year one, game one, but I think everybody seems to think he's going to. So do you think
why
that's
not?
Because he's going to get hurt.
If he gets hurt, you get another top 10 pick.
Yeah, you let him learn on the job. That's the best way to do it, as any player will tell you. The more live reps you can get, the better off it's going to play. There's always the possibility for getting hurt. So if that's the mindset, then, you know, when are you ever going to play the guy?
Right.
So just throw him out there and let him learn on the job.
How do you think Jerod Mayo's going to do?
Oh, wow. I think it's good to see the kind of dynamic that he could bring as a former player, as opposed to Bill, who really never played football but had just such prowess and coaching ability. So I think because it's a young team, I think they're going to gel well. And if they can get some confidence games in, they got Bengals on the road the first game. That's a tough ask. But if they get through Cincinnati, I think it's going to spell for more good things for that team.
You coach with the Niners for a little bit?
Yeah, for a cup of coffee, yeah.
Do you think it's hard for a guy like Bill to relate to today's player?
You know what? Bill actually, as you know, Wiggy, mm-hmm. like he can adapt.
Right.
I mean, you would think he's not player friendly. He has a way about him that is just old school. But I think players actually relate to him more than he relates to the players.
It's about the players in that locker room. Can they make sure Bill's message is being heard? Are there enough guys in the locker room to get the younger players or the newer players to buy into Bill's approach? That becomes the biggest thing. Then it's like, oh, okay, oh, here's why he's doing this. Or are they fighting that mentality?
Yeah, yeah. You got to have people that are also setting that standard player-wise, vet guys, core guys that, you know, say, hey, you know, this is a system. You got to be part of the system.
Did you like coaching?
You know,
Wiggy had an issue when he tried it out and rocked it.
I love coaching like kids, though. You know, like high school, you know.
You should have had Tully Bantakane as your D coordinator in Brockton. You probably would have lasted more than season.
I mean, our defense was okay. It was more about the offense.
Oh, dear.
Which I was spearheading. No. It was good times. I told you. But my new guy might be there, and I told you I might show up at Brockton a couple games, support those kids. Still got a lot of good relationships down there.
Shout out to Brockton High.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead, Greg.
Did you like it, or were you frustrated?
I love it, man. I mean,
because today's players, they're different. Don't you think, or no?
Yeah, I think they're, you know.
You got to baby them.
Yeah, it's the cell phone era for sure. But I think Still love the game, love being out there and helping guys out, you know, and that's the whole part of being like a veteran, older player is like someone's got to show them what it needs to look like or how you should be. And that's what it's all about. That's why you coach.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask with the beach football, is the mindset of kind of like the A7 FL, have you ever seen that? Is like that the vision that you maybe have for it? Or, you know, like we see it now with the 7-on-7 like leagues that are popping up all over the place. Is the mindset of having it to become something like along those lines where it's something where this league is kind of pops off and you're going all over the country to kind of play?
Absolutely. I think you see a lot of startup leagues right now that are trying to emulate the NFL, but do have a twist on it. You know, our appeal, I think, is the international. We can go overseas. There's beaches everywhere all over the world. And look at rugby, right? Compared to rugby, rugby is a game similar to football, no pads. Guys are just out there. And the rules and how we're playing it, I think, cater more to the international appeal. Our goal is to be an Olympic sport someday.
Okay.
Our rules just are even different. It's 4 to score. You know, there's no field goals.
Well, you know, this is the first Olympics that breakdancing is an official sport. I don't know if you know that, Curtis.
I'm a huge Olympian fan. Olympic
and
fan.
Isn't 3-on-3 an Olympic sport too?
I don't know if it's official.
3-on-3 basketball.
I don't know if it's official.
Okay.
Yeah, and pickleball, I'm sure, is coming.
I think Saturday, Team USA was playing with only three.
Yes. They almost lost to what? South Sudan?
South Sudan.
I mean, you got to really be like, you didn't even lose. You know, it's not even like Sudan. It's like South Sudan.
Right. Struggling.
So you think Bill will come back?
I don't see why he wouldn't if he still has the love for it.
I
don't see him not having the love for it.
Yeah.
So it's.
Do you think the Shula record plays a role? He just getting back on the field.
Still got to win a lot of games, right? How many is he got
to
win?
The record alone.
I thought it was 13.
I don't know.
Like 13 or 15, yeah. Somewhere in that range.
14 to tie, 15 to take the record.
All right.
Ah, man. That's so. You got to go 500 three more seasons at least, right? Or less.
No, just if you went 500 for 2 years, you could.
Well, 8 and 9, right. You would win. You would get the record.
Yeah,
but do you think there's any chance that now that he's sort of experienced retirement and he's found other activities to amuse himself with?
Like the carnival.
Like, do you think that maybe he's decided he doesn't want to do it anymore?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe he's. He didn't jump right into it, and it seems like he does want it's going to have to be the way Bill wants it.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, like a coordinator position, would he take that?
No way.
Would he just, you know, reduce himself?
Nah.
No. Are you shocked that he's on TV, a guy that was so averse to talking to the media? Are you surprised that he's going to be on Inside the NFL and on what the Pat McAfee show and all that?
No, I'm not. I feel like Bill's been waiting to cook for a while.
Yeah,
like
he's been, his turn.
Yeah, it's about time.
he's cooking all right.
Oh God.
I think that being on TV.
The ingredients are fresh.
Oh, he's at all the college parties.
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine him not coaching.
Well, I think
again.
That the TV and the cooking on these shows nowadays, I think that's just going to light more of a fire under his butt after the year to want to come back and miss it even more because he's going to see and he's going to be like, oh, I would have did this. I would have did that different.
Right,
you know, when he's like analyzed because he's going to be an X's and O breakdown guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's
going to. You should get a podcast. I think Bill should start a podcast.
What about Tom Brady? Think Tom Brady makes it back?
Maybe in the beach football league.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, good. All right.
Bill and Tom.
Yeah, you should get both of them.
That's
there.
The reunion.
All right. So. It's happening on the 31st.
31st, Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Labor Day weekend, Hampton Beach.
Ocean Drive, right in front of Bernie's.
You have to register ahead of time, or do you guys?
Register on beachfootballleague.com.
Okay.
It's open right now. It's free until July 30th, and it'll be $50.
Yeah.
But it's free to the public. You can come on out. And there's a lot of things to do on Ocean Drive, as you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll be supported by some of the other local. J.J. McGurk's is right there. You got the casinos, Brooks Casino.
Right.
You got the boardwalk. You got JB's. You got the beach. It's going to be a day.
Okay.
And Greg Hill's coming through, and Jermaine's catching two tutties in the red zone.
I would like to kind of get Breece Hill out there. I think he missed, due to his last name, not being Wiggins or Foyer, he missed an opportunity at D1. So.
Well, I bet a lot of people will, like, if you look at the A7 Football League, right, I think a lot of people would get into that now. And don't they even have a professional 7-on-7 Football league?
Yeah. I mean,
for men and women.
I mean, the NFL's been posting flag football.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other leagues happening.
Right. But there are a lot of professional football leagues out there that have kind of catered and switched it up, whether it's a beach football, which you guys are trying to do, which, you know, there's a 7-on-7. There's a, I think there's a pro league. So you're starting to see a lot of these things happen.
And you got
to
look, too. I mean, if you're not playing on Saturdays or Sundays, if you're not on a college team and your eligibility ran out and you're not in the league, there's not many opportunities to go out, and you still got it.
You're still looking for something.
And you're still trying to get that, you know? Like, there's leagues out there. But the best one's the Beach Football League. I'll see you guys August 31st.
All right, we will. Tully Bantha Kane. Great. One of the all-time great guys. Always good to the old show. Good to us here. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
Great to see you, and we'll see you on the 31st. We'll see Wiggy.
I'll definitely be down. I'll pull up.
What would your 40 time be?
Oh.
Start now.
At this point.
I no longer run 40s. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I play a different time.
Like Gerard Mayo has the guys doing the mental sprints. You do the mental.
My mental 40's like 4-5.
He runs a four
yards. What was your 40?
At high school or out of college?
Yeah.
4.59.
Ooh, damn. Wow. That's moving. How much you weigh?
Out of college, 250.
That's moving right there.
Wow,
that's moving.
250?
Yeah, that's
not bad.
That's another gear right there. Mine's 104.5.
Woo. Well, Wiggy is, when it comes to beach activities, he's very good at some of them. So we'll see. He points out frequently. He and Mrs. Wiggins are beach sexers.
We are beach sexers.
Yeah.
Oh, huh. What is that?
They like the sex on the beach.
Sex on the beach.
Oh.
Number
not
one
the
on the list.
Not the drink.
Right.
Right?
Not the drink.
No
Malibu.
I mean, if you have to choose locations, what's better than the beach?
Under the moonlight's even better.
See?
Stars.
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel like that should be a song for the NFL choir.
I love it.
Sex on the beach under the moonlight. Next.
If you know, you know.
That's it. If you know, you know. All right. That's Tully Bantha Kane. We'll be right back. Texter suggesting that Tully Bantha Kane, who was just in here with us, it may own a record, and that is 2 Super Bowl rings for the same team with 2 different jersey numbers. I don't remember. Did he change?
He was 91, right? Wasn't he 91?
No, that was like, wasn't that Ray Hamilton or something like that?
No.
It was
95.
95. What was the other number?
I'm looking for it right now.
He must have had a 50 at some point.
48.
48, okay. Yeah. All right.
I thought you were going to say the only guy that won multiple Super Bowl rings and lost one at the Providence Place Mall.
I don't think that was him.
Yes, it was.
Was that
We've
him?
Had this argument before.
Was it him?
Yes.
Didn't Gerard Cherry lose one too?
Okay, just Google it, as the great LB would say. But isn't he that story that he told about Bill and the rap in the office?
Oh, great story.
Great story, right?
God damn it.
God damn it, Telly. There's a couple other F-bombs, but I can't really drop
them. But isn't that the difference where he is a guy that heard that and didn't cower, didn't turtle, like, okay, like, my bad. I didn't realize Barstool
was going to... I want to be a linebacker.
Like, but I feel like the Fouriers, the Wiggies, the Tullys, the people that played on those first championship teams are much different. I feel like Devin's a guy that could have done that. Like, there are guys like Slater and Devin and Dante Hightower that, like, clearly could have won and played for Bill at any era.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of the second part of the dynasty players would not have handled Bill, the coach, the same way. Like, they all complained. They tolerated Bill.
Yeah.
They didn't really, you know, understand it or appreciate it as much, it seems.
And that's why I said it's like the message is still really in the locker room is pushed by the leadership core, right? And so that if you don't have that good, that's where I think it kind of fell off at the end for Bill, was the leadership core wasn't able to get the message across to enough people where enough people would buy into it.
And it was also chicken or the egg, right? Where when you're winning, running up and down the hill, dealing with the film sessions, dealing with the constant negative reinforcement is tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not,
yes,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Especially with the players today.
Right.
Which is why in hindsight, I think the best thing that ever happened to Bill Belichick was not getting the Falcons job. Because he's going to go to a team, if it becomes available, whether it's the Eagles
or
the Cowboys.
Was Coward saying this week that it was Eagles, Cowboys, or Bills?
Right. He said East Coast, that Bill.
That's the whispering.
Right.
Is that those
so
are
Eagles,
the three,
Cowboys, and Bills.
And
Giants, wow. I would throw in.
Sounds
there.
Like somebody has been saying that for a long time.
Jermaine.
Colin? Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening.
Right.
But if you're Bill, and I think, you know, those would be great landing spots. And I think those owners are looking at their current coaches and going, all right, it's time for you to either drop the deuce or get off the pot. Because we have too much talent here, and how long can I continue to go down this road? Whether it's like, for example, Sean McDermott and Buffalo.
His runway has to be getting shorter and shorter and shorter, right?
You would think you would be looking at it and going, okay, you have Josh Allen, who's arguably,
how long has Josh Allen been there? 5 years?
In the NFL? I think he was 2018.
Yeah.
So, this would be his sixth or seventh year.
Right. So you have him, and it's like, when are you going to do it? Same with Dallas. I think even Dallas, because Dak Prescott's been there for, longer than Josh Allen, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now you have Mike McCarthy, who's only basically a lame duck year.
Right. Those are the teams, and he's not going to go to a bad team because it doesn't make sense for either side.
No.
You want to have a guy in Bill that's going to go there and take you over the top, and he wants to get as many wins as humanly possible so he gets the record and moves on. Like, the Falcons, I don't know. It worked out in the end. I think, as you know, Greg, in business, some of the best deals you make are the ones you don't.
Yeah.
And he's going to have an opportunity to be this new Bill with a smile and with a TV hat on and working with Ryan Clark and doing the McAfee show and all that. And every week you will see him telling you what your team did wrong, and you won't see him failing. You won't see no punt returner. You won't see him not talking to his quarterback. You won't see his buddy that he made the offensive coordinator have two receivers run into each other. You won't see any of that. You'll remember the good days, and you'll see him analyzing why your team had a bad one.
And the other thing I think what will be different, because we talk about, like you always bring it up, Greg, his relatability with some of the players. I think the thing will be different wherever he lands, which, some of these teams – the guys that are in that locker room are going to welcome Bill because they know they're right there on kind of like that precipice of winning a championship.
Yeah, like from their perspective, the coach is all they needed. Right.
And so when he comes in with this way of doing things the way Bill does it, if it's a place like Buffalo, guys like Josh Allen and some of those other players that are currently there right now at Oliver, they'll welcome that because they'll go, oh, we get why he's doing all. If it's Dallas, a guy like Dak Prescott, a guy like CeeDee Lamb.
But then again, he may just be enjoying retirement too much. I mean, he's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots are paying him $25 million probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
McAfee's probably paying him $1 million. I mean, McAfee pays Aaron Rodgers $1 million.
Right.
I thought it was
to do once a week. What do you think Bill's making?
I thought it was $1 million an episode.
No.
Oh, just $1 million for the season?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you think Aaron Rodgers makes $20 million to do a weekly one interview?
Yeah, no.
I don't. Okay.
So
you ain't getting Bill for $1 million for the season.
No, I'm gonna guess $2 million at least. And
he's joining NFL this week or
inside
whatever.
Inside the NFL. I mean, here's the thing, Greg.
Probably gets a couple million for that.
But he hasn't needed money for for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and he hasn't needed, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. He was a Hall of Famer after they beat the Panthers.
Right.
So I think he's back, not because he wants the money.
Right.
I think it's back because he wants to prove. The way Kraft handled his departure will be the reason why he's back coaching.
Why he wants to come back. Yeah. All right. Well, great to see Tully Bantakane.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be even greater to see you catching passes at Hampton Beach.
I can't
As opposed to when we were there last, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, you were making passes.
Oh.
Where were we?
At Hampton Beach?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
At Bernie's.
The goat.
Oh, okay. All right. I forgot we were at Hampton Beach. It's been a while.
You forgot that we were at Bernie's?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, it was just
I feel like the road shows have. I feel like it's so long ago now.
We need to preserve this brain.
Well, I know why you don't remember that one. I mean, that was thanks to Ty Law.
It's a Celtics Friday.
You got an issue there.
Oh, yeah, Ty. Yeah. Anytime Ty's around, forget about it. Shots all night.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Texter suggesting that Tully Bantakane, who was just in here with us, it may own a record, and that is 2 Super Bowl rings for the same team with 2 different jersey numbers. I don't remember. Did he change?
He was 91, right? Wasn't he 91?
No, that was like, wasn't that Ray Hamilton or something like that?
No.
It was
95.
95. What was the other number?
I'm looking for it right now.
He must have had a 50 at some point.
48.
48, okay. Yeah. All right.
I thought you were going to say the only guy that won multiple Super Bowl rings and lost one at the Providence Place Mall.
I don't think that was him.
Yes, it was.
Was
We've had this argument before.
Was it him?
Yes.
Didn't Gerard Cherry lose one too?
Okay. Just Google it, as the great LB would say.
Google it.
But isn't he that story that he told about Bill and the rap and in the office?
Oh, great story.
Great story, right?
God damn it.
God damn it, Telly. There's a couple of F-bombs that I can't really drop.
But isn't that the difference where he is a guy that heard that and didn't cower, didn't turtle, like, okay. My bad. I didn't realize Barstool.
I want to be a linebacker.
Yeah. I want to be a linebacker. Like, but I feel like the Fouriers, the Wiggies, the Tullys, the people that played on those first championship teams are much different. I feel like Devin's a guy that could have done that. Like, there are guys like Slater and Devin and Dante Hightower that, like, clearly could have won and played for Bill at any era. But the vast majority of the second part of the dynasty players would not have handled Bill the coach the same way. Like, they all complained. They tolerated Bill.
Yeah.
They didn't really, you know, understand it or appreciate it as much, it seems.
And it's and that's why I said it's like the message is still really in the locker room is pushed by the leadership core, right? And so that if you don't have that good, that's where I think it kind of fell off at the end for Bill. Was the leadership core wasn't able to get the message across to enough people where enough people would buy into it.
And it was also chicken or the egg, right? Where when you're winning, running up and down the hill, dealing with the film sessions, dealing with the constant negative reinforcement is tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not,
yes,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Especially with the players today.
Right.
Which is why that's, in hindsight, I think the best thing that ever happened to Bill Belichick was not getting the Falcons job. Because he's going to go to a team if it becomes available, whether it's the Eagles
was
or the Cowboys.
Was Coward saying this week that it was Eagles, Cowboys, or Bills?
Right. He said East Coast that Bill.
That's the whispering.
Right.
Is that those
so
are the
Eagles,
Cowboys,
and Bills.
And Giants, I would throw in.
Sounds
there.
Like somebody has been saying that for a long time.
Jermaine.
You know, Colin. Hey, thanks for listening.
Right.
But if you're Bill, and I think, you know, those would be great landing spots. And I think those owners are looking at their current coaches and going, all right, it's time for you to either drop the deuce or get off the pot. Because we have too much talent here, and how long can I continue to go down this road? Whether it's like, for example, Sean McDermott and Buffalo.
His runway has to be getting shorter and shorter and shorter, right?
You would think you would be looking at it and going, okay, you have Josh Allen, who's arguably,
how long has Josh Allen been there? 5 years? In the
I think he was 2018.
Yeah.
So, this will be his sixth or seventh year.
Right. So, you have him, and it's like, when are you going to do it? Same with Dallas. I think even Dallas, because Dak Prescott's been there for, longer than Josh Allen, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now you have Mike McCarthy, who's only basically on a lame duck year.
Right. Those are the teams, and he's not going to go to a bad team because it doesn't make sense for either side.
No.
You want to have a guy in Bill that's going to go there and take you over the top, and he wants to get as many wins as humanly possible so he gets the record and moves on. Like, the Falcons, I don't know. It worked out in the end. I think, as you know, Greg, in business, some of the best deals you make are the ones you don't.
Yeah.
And he's going to have an opportunity to be this new Bill with a smile and with a TV hat on and working with Ryan Clark and doing the McAfee show and all that. And every week you will see him telling you what your team did wrong. And you won't see him failing. You won't see no punt returner. You won't see him not talking to his quarterback. You won't see his buddy that he made the offensive coordinator have two receivers run into each other. You won't see any of that. You'll remember the good days, and you'll see him analyzing why your team had a bad one.
And the other thing I think what will be different, because we talk about, like you always bring it up, Greg, his relatability with some of the players. I think the thing will be different wherever he lands, which, some of these teams – the guys that are in that locker room are going to welcome Bill because they know they're right there on kind of like that precipice of winning a championship.
Yeah, like the from their perspective, the coach is all they needed. Right.
And so when he comes in with this way of doing things the way Bill does it, if let's say if it's a, a place like Buffalo, guys like Josh Allen and some of those other players that are currently there right now at Oliver, they'll welcome that because they'll go, oh, we get why he's doing all. If it's Dallas, a guy like Dak Prescott, a guy like CeeDee Lamb.
But then again, he may just be enjoying retirement too much. I mean, he's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots are paying him $25 million probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
McAfee's probably paying him $1 million. I mean, McAfee pays Aaron Rodgers $1 million.
Right. I thought it was
to do once a week. What do you think Bill's making?
I thought it was $1 million an episode.
No.
Oh, just $1 million for the season?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you think Aaron Rodgers makes $20 million to do a weekly one interview?
Yeah, no.
I don't. Okay.
So.
You ain't getting billed for $1 million for the season.
No, I'm going to guess $2 million at least. And
he's joining NFL this week or
inside
whatever.
Inside the NFL. I mean, here's the thing, Greg.
So he probably gets a couple million for that.
But he hasn't needed money for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay? And he hasn't needed, he's a Hall of Famer. He was a Hall of Famer after they beat the Panthers.
Right.
So I think he's back not because he wants the money.
Right.
I think it's back because he wants to prove. The way Kraft handled his departure will be the reason why he's back coaching.
Why he wants to come back. Yeah. All right. Well, great to see Tully Bantakane.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be even greater to see you catching passes at Hampton Beach.
I can't
wait. As opposed to when we were there last, a couple weeks ago, you were making passes.
Oh. Where were we at? Hampton Beach?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
At Bernie's.
The goat.
Oh, okay. All right. I forgot we were at Hampton Beach. It's been a while.
You forgot that we were at Bernie's?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, it was just
I feel like the road shows have. I feel like it's so long ago now.
We need to preserve this brain.
Well, I know why you don't remember that one. I mean, that was thanks to Ty Law.
It's a Celtics Friday.
You got an issue there.
Oh, yeah, Ty. Anytime Ty's around, forget about it. All night.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.